This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You voted for Wyatt Langford, and he has been selected as the American League Rookie of the Month. I know we talked a little bit about this in the crosstalk, but 309 batting average, 894 OPS, three home runs, 22 RBIs, but also six doubles and three triples. He had a hell of a month after what's been a disappointing per expectation start to the season.
Yes, and it really wasn't close when you looked at the stats of all the rookies in the American League in the month of June.
Yeah.
Like Wyatt Langford right now is not winning American League Rookie of the Year, but he did win Rookie of the Month, which, once again, I'll tell you, is important. If you were to win it all, you do get a free first-round pick, and then if you get second or third, you get extra international spending money. So if Wyatt Langford can do this, not only does it help the team out today, but it helps out the team out possibly in the future by adding a better prospect to the organization. So it is great to see the jump in productivity. I've been watching a lot of his batting practice, and it's getting better.
Okay, can you tell me what that looks like? Because I know people are just like, the whole point of batting practice, I know it's not, is to just smash the ball as far as possible.
That's right.
I'm sure there are other things.
But you know
that's what fans are like. I want to see how far you can
hit
it.
That's why Corey Seager doesn't take one day of batting practice on the field all year.
Okay.
Because he refuses to do anything. This isn't a negative on Seager, but he knows if he gets out there, possibly he feels a little bit of pressure to put on a little bit of a show at some point.
Okay, so what are you actually trying to achieve in batting practice, and what have you seen from Wyatt that maybe, look, it's a month, but maybe you're like, ooh, that looks better.
One, I mean, these are going to be basic things. You want to barrel the ball. You want to be hitting the ball on the sweet spot of the bat every time. Is that going to happen? Even in batting practice, it's not going to happen every time. You also are going to dictate where you're hitting the ball. And I think for a lot of people, that sounds like maybe tough, but even me as a pitcher, I can dictate where I hit the ball in batting practice most of the time. I can tell you. In fact, there's a big clip where Gavin and at the time Kavanaugh were just shocked because I said, get behind the L screen. We were doing a show in Frisco for the dirt game. And I said, I am hitting this into the L screen. I promise you, just if you can get it anywhere close to home plate, I will hit it right back at you. And I hit the pole right next to where Jeff was throwing the ball. Like, oh my God. And I'm like, it's easy to do. You can pull the ball every time if you want. You can hit the ball opposite field every time if you want. You can hit the ball up the middle every time if you want. So for the most part, like 90% of the time. So I'm watching Wyatt early on in batting practice as he's struggling, and I'm noticing he's not barreling 70% of the balls, which is below average. Like, let's say on you get a round of five, round of seven, stuff like that. So I'm watching his batting practice. I'm like, hey, this isn't looking right. For a dude, remember in spring training, Mike Maddox said the sound of the ball coming off of his bat and where the balls were landing in spring training and what was happening in batting practice. I was like, boy, from that article, I was expecting a pretty good show from Wyatt Langford when I would watch batting practice. Even if he's hitting opposite field, like line drives, or opposite field, is he hitting any opposite field balls that are just line drives that get out of the park because of his just strength and power? And I noticed he was kind of what I call cutting a lot of balls, where he was almost like his swing was hitting the ball and he was getting kind of more side spin on the ball at times than back spin. So the ball was dying. There was too many ground balls when he was, you know, let's say releasing the head and trying to maybe, you know, third, fourth round, pull the ball a little bit more and not control the ball so much, but pull it and show like a little bit of kind of just raw ability. And he was hitting too many grounders to short and third. And I was like, gosh, this isn't who I heard about in spring training during the batting practice session where ESPN wrote a big article on it. But right before he hit his first over the fence home run, Robbie Inzmikowski, who works on Bally's now, I said, hey, that's one of the best batting practices I've seen Wyatt have before a game. I had no clue it was going to lead to batting practice. You have a great batting practice or bad batting practice. It doesn't really mean you're going to have a good or bad game. But I remember telling Robbie, and then when he hit the home run, I'm like, wow, I can't believe I didn't predict he was going to hit a home run. But just watching his batting practice, like, hey, he was squaring up balls better. There were a couple balls that left the park that were impressive at the end of his like fourth or fifth round. So I don't usually watch guys' batting practices. It just caught my eye at one point that Wyatt wasn't squaring up the ball very much in May during batting practice, which was confusing to me. And I was scared because I'm like, this has to be a confidence thing, because you can't impress a person like Mike Maddux, who's been around the game for 40 plus years, and then just hit ground balls and soft fly balls to right field in batting practice. That doesn't make sense unless you've kind of lost your confidence, or possibly totally changing your swing, or, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things going on there that could lead to like why batting practice isn't going well.
Now, a couple of things. First of all, I want to know, on the Twitch, on the YouTube, also on the Franklin Frankel text, 877-881-1053, are you working today? And what does your next couple of days look like? Do you have a couple of days off? Are you working today? Maybe even working tomorrow? Let us know. And if you want to go and throw in what you do, I would love to hear that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As well, but also, in the post-game yesterday, Eric Nadell asked Nate Lowe, clearly amazing day for him, not only the bobblehead, but popping home runs, what would be his message to the fans? And he said, stick with us. Now, yesterday, we talked about what some of the benefits would be if the Rangers moved into selling mode. But my question is, if we're seeing Wyatt Langford like have a great month, hopefully turn it around, how long does it take for the Rangers for you to be like, okay, we really got something? Because I'm not saying like, hey, they won two games in a row. The division's ours. Like, would it be a, okay, no, I didn't say that just yet. What would be the run, I guess, leading up to the actual All-Star break that you could take a look at and say, well, now we got something, or is it going to take longer than that? Because it's still a finite amount of time.
Dude, Corey's out and you're reading my mind.
Oh.
Because I actually did this morning. Now, I'm going to include last night's game because they've won two in a row. But I'm not going to include Baltimore because that kind of finished off a road trip that was not good at all. Yeah. That was the only win. 10-2 going into the All-Star break without including Baltimore. So you have six home games and you have six road games. You won the first one. I think for me to go, they're back. Watch out. Second half, they're going to make a run.
Okay.
Is going, I'll give them even 9-3.
Well, I was going to say, including that, if they went 9-2 from here, I know you said including last night's game, right, that would put you right back at 500.
Yep.
So that,
there you go.
That makes a whole lot of sense to me.
I look at it and go, all right, Tampa's solid. San Diego's solid. They're both not great teams. Go 5-1 and 5-1. So lose one of these games to either San Diego or Tampa, but sweep one of them. And then sweep the Los Angeles Angels. I get they've played better of late.
Yeah.
They're not a good team. They're going to be a team that loses 90 games at the end of the year. And you know what? At Houston, figure out a way going into the All-Star break to win that series. Win 2 out of 3 in Houston. They're not a great team either. They've played great of late. I'm not taking anything away from them. But if you want, if Nate Lowe, and I understand where he's coming from, if you want this Metroplex to feel like there is something special in 2024 before the All-Star break happens, then go 10-2 on this homestand then / six-game road trip.
Don't you also get the sense that that's like all the Metroplex wants? I mean, when it comes to this Rangers team, I feel like the Metroplex at times can be very forgiving to the Rangers. They're like, hey, man, give us something. Like, especially coming off the World Series, all-time high of pandemonium and excitement. All people are asking for is, give me some kind of hope. I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
Let me ask you this question, based off of what you just said, because I agree with you. Do you think that, in a way, Metroplex fans of all the teams here want this because they don't want to hear about CeeDee Lamb's hold-in contract and Dak Prescott being the highest-paid quarterback for 6 to 8 weeks? And
for sure.
Well, like, you're just like, dude, if the Rangers can keep me interested, I can kind of not ignore the Cowboys, but I can kind of wait till the Cowboys get closer to the regular season where real football is going to happen, then basing everything off of contract talks.
Because you think about it, when we're out in Oxnard July 24th-ish, give or take, what's going to be the lead up to that? Do you want the lead up to that to be 3 straight weeks of what you just talked about? Or do you want it to be 3 straight weeks of, holy cow, the Rangers are turning it back around. Can they get back in that? And then the celebration of all things baseball is here in Arlington while you're the defending world champions. And how's that going to springboard into the second half of the season? Well, I sure as hell know which one I'm picking. I want it to be the second one. I want us to get to the All-Star break with people not going, yeah, that's CeeDee Lamb deal, though. Like, that's great. And there's a time, and people are like, it's going to be a disaster. How's it going to be a disaster? Last year, Zach Martin didn't show up. Well, guess what? He got paid. We figured it out, and everything worked out just fine. Guess what's going to happen with CeeDee Lamb? He's not going to show up for a hot second. They're going to pay him. It's going to turn out just fine, just like it has in previous negotiations where the Cowboys are like, here, you can have what you want. I would much rather talk about the defending world champions just trying to claw back into the playoffs and then celebrate all things baseball here in Arlington.
A hair of the storyline at the All-Star game would be that if the Rangers close out 10-2, or you could say 11-2 if you include the last Baltimore game, all of a sudden they won't spend a whole inning on it in the All-Star game, but they would spend a minute or two going, hey, the Rangers got off to a really bad start and the Rangers looked like they had no chance to defend their title. But man, did they come on strong in these last 12 games, you know? And if they interview Boch in the dugout, they might even say, hey man, your team kind of really picked it up here before the All-Star break. And all of a sudden,
how fun is that?
It would be a very small discussion because you're not going to discuss a whole bunch of teams during the All-Star break, during the All-Star game. But because the game would be hosted here, because Bochy is the manager, if you win 10 of your last 12 games going into the break and you get back to 500, it's like, watch out, the Rangers aren't dead. Because all the articles are saying the Rangers are dead.
Sure.
So if Ranger fans are listening, if Rangers people are listening to this, I'm not saying it. Everybody in the nation who covers baseball has now taken the Rangers off the board as a playoff contending team. So the only way to get into the conversation is to probably go, and I'll give them another game here, is to go 9-3.
Sure.
For those last 12.
You just get close to 500. Get within like a talking distance, I guess, or being a talking point because you're that close. All right. A lot of people weighed in. Some of these are more exciting than others. I feel bad because this person has time off, but then they say, I'm off today to go to a funeral, and then I don't get back to work till Monday. So, like, I don't know. Even if you don't go to work that day, I don't feel like people say funeral days are a day off, right?
Right. Well, and then also, like, you have other days off throughout the weekend, but I imagine if you're going to a funeral, might be some grieving involved.
Yes, you're probably sad. From the 682, I'm a pool boy, and I'm working today and Friday. Please pray for me with this heat. From the 817, car sales, never sleep. We're getting off at 5 p.m. tomorrow, but that's it. I imagine this is probably some excellent sales. I know Platinum Chevrolet has some great sales for 4th of July. From the 254, I'm in medical sales. I hit my quota for the week on Tuesday. I took the rest of the week off to do as I please. You love to hear it. Oh, from the 817, I'm working because I work for the town of Addison, so I'm doing Kaboom Town tonight. Man, that show, I don't know if you've never seen it, it's a lot of fun down there. Not just the fireworks show, but the atmosphere before it down in Addison. So,
and those are expensive cards.
Yeah. Yes. Kabooms is what he was referencing right there.
Well, we're going to the Dallas Card Show Friday. You're right. That's where we're doing our show, man.
You're right. I'm
going to bring my Trevor Lawrence Kaboom.
Okay. How much are you asking for it? $2,000?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that on the air.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Good point. Never mind. No, that was my question. That was an interesting
question. That was a test, Mike.
That was a test. I just made that number up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.